Our lesson today comes from Hebrews 10, verses 36 through 39. Hear God's word. Remember those early days after you first saw the light? Those were the hard times, kicked around in public, targets of every kind of abuse. Some days it was you, other days your friends. And if some friends went to prison, you stuck by them. If some enemies broke in and seized your goods, you let them go with a smile, knowing they couldn't touch your real treasure. Nothing they did bothered you. Nothing set you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out. Staying with God's plan so you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up almost any minute. But anyone who is right with me thrives on royal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Oh, no. We'll stay with it and we'll survive, trusting all the way. May God give us understanding of his holy word. And let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. There's an old story about a class, Sunday school class, adults, and they're sitting around, and the question that they're asked is, in your time of discouragement, what is your favorite scripture? Well, they thought about it for a while, and one said, well, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, from Psalm 23. And another said, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, from Psalm 46. And then there was a man named Mr. John. He was about 80 years old. And he stood up and he said, and it came to pass 85 times in the Bible. The group kind of looked around at each other, and they're laughing a little uncomfortably at first because they're not quite sure where he's going with that. And they're thinking, is he having memory problems? Or, you know, what's the deal? And he went on and he said, at 30, I lost my job with 6 hungry children and a wife to feed. I had no idea how I was going to make it. He said, at 40, my eldest son was killed overseas in the war. It knocked me for a loop. At 50, my house burned to the ground. Nothing was saved. At 60, my wife of 40 years got cancer. It slowly ate away at her, and we cried together many a night on knees in our prayers. At 65, she died. I still miss her today. The pain I went through in each of these situations was unbelievable. I wondered where God was. Each time I looked in the Bible, I saw one of those 85 verses that said, and it came to pass. I felt that God was telling me that my pain and my circumstances were also going to pass, and that God would get me through it. Nobody wants hard times. And this particular passage, it speaks to a time that we've heard of, a time when a group of Roman Christians were dealing with Nero. During that time, there was a terrible fire that burned for almost 1 week, basically decimating most of Rome. Remember the old expression that Nero fiddled while Rome burned? Well, he did a whole lot worse than that. Yep, he actually tried to blame Christians on that fire and set it up so that they would be the ones who got hurt. This unleashed wave of persecution threatened to destroy that tiny band of believers then. Among them were many Jews who had left their synagogues, who had come to be part of that family. And they were thinking maybe that was a bad choice. Many of them started to return to their Jewish synagogues. Because with that persecution, they could not reconcile their newly attained faith with what they were experiencing. You see, they believed, they were taught growing up, that God always rewarded good behavior. And if God always rewards good behavior, well then why are we being punished? Why are we going through this? And there are many of us who struggle with that same thing. If we're trying so hard to live good, honest Christian lives, shouldn't we be rewarded? Shouldn't we somehow be spared from suffering? I mean, shouldn't the suffering be saved for the bad guys? And yet, how discouraging to look around and often see it look like the bad guys are just like breezing through. It can be very confusing, and it can sort of add to our pain and add to our struggle. But the writer of the Hebrews was trying to point to something else, was trying to remind us that we do not grow strong by being comfortable. We do not become resilient by just having everything easy. Those who love sports know that being fit physically doesn't come by sitting around on the couch chowing down those brownies. It comes through sacrifice. It comes through hard work. It comes through pain and at times suffering. And we are reminded that it is no different for those of us who are in the spiritual race. Because it's those struggles and those challenges that make us strong. It's those struggles and those challenges that can help us to grow to be wise. It is those struggles and challenges that give us the strength that we need to help others and to be there for others and to get through future things. One of the things that comes up at times is there's an old story about how during World War I, sailors whose ships had sunk floated around in lifeboats, and often they would be extremely cold and extremely hungry until they were found and saved. But one of the things that was really surprising is that the young soldiers seemed to be the ones who would be more likely to die than the older soldiers. And they were trying to figure out why that was. Well, what they discovered was that the older soldiers were ones who had been through those difficult situations before. And so they knew that they might have to wait, they might have to endure a rough ride, but someone was coming for them, and they would get through it. And so when the Navy found this out, they started making sure that that was part of the training for all the sailors, that they knew, okay, there's going to be struggle, there's going to be hardship, but you will be saved. And you know what? Just knowing that made a huge difference in the survival rate of those young soldiers going forward. You know, we need to know that too. One of the blessings in keeping a journal for many, many years, as I've shared with you, has been that continual reminder that every single situation that I've been through that has rocked me, that has been hurtful, that I would not have chosen, that there have been gifts out of every single one, and I came through them. And when I look back on different family members as well, I mean, one example for me is my grandfather. Here was one who was mistreated in his youth, ran away, lied about his age, was in World War I on the submarines, and then went on to work for the railroads where he lost an eye. But that didn't stop him. Even though he couldn't continue to work for the railroads, he then went on to start his own business. He learned how to become a plumber. And then he helped pioneer the gas and butane industry. And he was continually inventing things and doing things. And most of them came out of his hardship. And so to then have the opportunity, now a lot of people would say, you know, but he went through so much. And then the family had this resort, Hot Springs Resort, that I've shared with you. So here I am, 7 years old, working at the resort. We all had to work. We all had to make things. And there were always things that were going on, and it wasn't easy. And some would say, but that's terrible for a seven-year-old to have to go to work. But you know what? It was the best thing ever. It was a wonderful experience, again, of going through challenges and of realizing that they weren't always things that I wanted, but there were things that I could learn from every single one of them. And it taught me that no matter what life threw at me, that I could find a way with God's help to get through it and be stronger and better for that experience. This is what he was trying to tell them. They were discouraged. They felt their world was falling apart. And he was saying, no, your world is not falling apart. These are difficult times. There's no doubt about it. But don't give up. Don't give up. And that's what we have to remember as well. There are going to be these painful situations that we would never, ever choose. But God is by our side throughout it. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to abandon us. And each of these situations, there is a gift in it. We may not see it at first, but he will show us if we just hang in there. I want to close with a story about a little boy who was going through something we would never wish on a child. Monica Dickens, in her book Miracles of Courage, tells about this little boy who was only 2 years old. His name was David, and he had leukemia. And he was taken by his mother, Deborah, to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston to see a Dr. John Truman, who specialized in treating children with cancer and all kinds of blood diseases. Dr. Truman's prognosis was not what they wanted to hear. He told them that he had a 50-50 chance of surviving. There was countless clinic visits, blood tests, intravenous drugs, and the fear and the pain, the mother's ordeal. Trust me, that can be at least as bad as the child's going through that. But she was forced to stand by. She was unable to take that on herself, though she would have, she could have. Interestingly enough, little David never cried when he was in the waiting room. And although his friends in the clinic had to hurt him and stick needles in him, he still would hustle in ahead of his mom with a big smile because he knew the welcome that he would get. He knew the love that was waiting for him when he got there. When he was 3 years old, he had to have a spinal tap, which is a very painful procedure at any age. And as explained to him that because he was sick, Dr. Truman had to do something to make him better. He said, if it hurts, remember it's because he loves you. That's what his mama tried to tell him. Well, the procedure, as you can imagine, was pretty bad. It took three nurses to hold little David still, and while he yelled and sobbed and struggled, when it was almost over, that little boy, soaked in his sweat and tears, looked up at the doctor and he said, thank you, Dr. Truman, for my hurting. Thank you for my hurting. Because even at three, he knew that he was loved. And sometimes things that we need are painful, but we are never abandoned. As we know from our prayer requests this morning, this is a rough time. There have been a lot of tears this week, a lot of hearts struggling. But God has not abandoned us. And He will use every single bit of it to strengthen us. He will use every single bit of it to shape our hearts as those who have compassion and love for other people because of what we ourselves have been through. And He will give us the strength to endure. We can't give up. You're needed. Your love for others is needed. And we are those diamonds in the making. We are those who will come through on the other side. Don't give up. Let us pray. Almighty God, there is much that causes our hearts to break right now. But we know that as much as we suffer, that your Son suffered even more, that we might live, that we might know you, that we might be strengthened. So on this day, Lord, we claim that strength. We claim that hope. Even as we pray that you keep us strong. In Jesus' name we pray.